Sherif Shekat had been imprisoned 27 times and was about to be arrested again when he opened fire on the Strasbourg Christmas market last week, killing 5 people and injuring 11. Although the motives for his attack are not clear, he was heard to shout Allahu Akbar as he opened fire and had shown signs of radicalisation in jail, posing the question whether French prisons are breeding grounds for terrorists. Now, RFI's Tony Cross is with me in the studio.
That's music at Sunday's tribute to the victims of the Strasbourg shooting, the fatalities being a Thai tourist, an Afghan refugee, a Polish immigrant, an Italian journalist, and a 61-year-old former bank worker. The killer, Sherif Shekat, was himself shot dead after a 48-hour manhunt. And a 37-year-old man has been charged with helping acquire weapons, including a 19th-century revolver which he used in the attack. 6 other people, including his parents and 2 of his brothers, were detained after the shootings, but they were released at the weekend. One of his brothers said Sherif had been brainwashed, while his father, Abdelkrim, said his son had shown interest in the ideas of the Islamic State armed group, but that he had told him they were criminals. The Shekat family is well known to police in the area, and Sherif was a repeat offender himself who had served times in jails in France, Germany and Switzerland. Most of the perpetrators of terror attacks in France have had criminal records, many of them becoming involved with jihadist ideas in prison. But Fahed Hosorokvar, an academic who has been involved in de-radicalisation programmes, is not convinced that Sherif Shekat was one of them.
We have those whom I call fake jihadists. That means who use the notion of jihad in order to legitimise their action and then become famous because they become worldwide famous. If this Sherif Shekat had not shouted Allahu Akbar, that would have been treated as a kind of tragic, you know, action of somebody who had become involved in a kind of, you know, shooting, like the school shooting in the United States, or shooting, you know, indiscriminate shooting due to their psychic crisis.
Sherif Shekat was on France's terror watch list, however. Guards had reported he'd stuck up a poster of the late Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden in his cell during one of his stays inside. But Hosorokvar argues that his killing spree was a gesture of anger and defiance rather than a religious one. He argues that laïcité, the French interpretation of secularism, means that the authorities tend to confuse a strict interpretation of Islam with terrorist tendencies.
In French prisons, it is very common to identify fundamentalism and radicalization. They believe wrongly, because empirically we have no proof of that. Somebody who is a fundamentalist, who trespasses, you know, the norms of laïcité, is somehow or other radicalized, which is not true, because most of those people who became radical and killed the others and used violence did not go through fundamentalism.
This confusion can become a self-fulfilling prophecy, according to Hosorokvar, pushing some to take violence as a form of revolt.
Now, Tony, there is, however, violent jihadists in French jails. Is that not the truth?
Yes, indeed. And journalist Marc Ezrati met some of them on a visit to Strasbourg prison. He told RFI's Philippe Le Caplin this week about one, a man of Chechen origin, who had been caught just before launching an attack.
He explained that he classified people as categories of animals. There were jackals, hyenas. The hyena was me, the journalist. The sheep was a police officer. And, no need to spell it out, what do you do with a sheep? You cut its throat.
But Ezrati is not convinced that France's present de-radicalisation programme is the best way to tackle the problem.
The principle of de-radicalisation, putting them all together, I'm not sure that's the best idea. In fact, I think the individual contact that I established with the prisoners associated with this phenomenon of radicalisation makes more sense. It's more complicated. You have to get yourself accepted by these people. You have to set aside all ill feeling and your fears.
Radical groups recruiting in prison is not a new phenomenon or exclusive to France. In the 1960s and 1970s, the Black Panthers, who of course were not Islamic fundamentalists, they were a radical left-wing group, won many members among the US's sizable black prisoner population. Going back to the 19th century, Russian revolutionaries described the jails as their universities. But there are specific conditions in France today, according to Hossein Okhfar.
French prisons are in very bad shape when it comes to the major maison d'arrêt, the short-term prisons. You have too many people in each cell, overcrowding, understaffing, and many other characteristics. But then we have, of course, the restrictive interpretation of race. In many cases, in the French prison, the relationship to religion is much more restricted, and particularly concerning Islam, than in other European prisons.
Attempts to cut down on prison numbers have so far fallen foul of political battles between right and left, however. And as for changing official French attitudes to secularism, that seems to be a long way off.
Okay, well, thanks very much to RFI's Tony Cross there for that little snapshot on radicalisation in French prisons. You're listening to Paris Live here on Radio France International.